Hello, this is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Yeah,
I was trying to get my card out to pay the $2.95 for the KitchenAid, and while I was doing that, it went to the, I guess it was the next screen over, and then I couldn't get back to the screen to put my information in on my card.
Ma'am, are you trying to say that you're going to pay $2.99 and get a KitchenAid mixer?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, ma'am, that's not true. The reason you're charging $2.99 is not for shipping and handling. It's $2.99 for 20 entries into the sweepstakes to win that KitchenAid mixer. Per the terms and conditions, whenever you put your card information in, if you do not win off of that 20 entries, which it gives you 20 entries at one time, out of 1,000, and you don't win off of those 20 entries for the $2.99, and they have the sweepstakes again, which it is not once a month, they can have it twice a week. Yes. Then it goes from $2.99 to $67 and some change that they charge you. And what that does versus the $2, instead of 20 entries at once out of 1,000, you go from 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 500. If you don't win off of that and you don't cancel and they have the sweepstakes again, they're going to charge you another $67. And then they'll put your name in there and you go from 1 in 500 to 1 in 100. And basically so on until you either cancel or you win.
So can you check to see if they accepted it, or
Yes, ma'am.
if
Can I
it
get a
wasn't?
first? Can I get a first and last name?
Okay, it was Angela Markland.
Angela.
Angela.
Okay, I'm sorry, LA.
And the last name is spelled Markland.
M-E-R-K-L-A-N-D.
Markland.
No, ma'am, that's not popping up anything. If your card never information ever went in, did it even give you a order number?
It said order ID, and then there was blank. I mean, there were no numbers, no letters, or nothing. But the screen popped up for my credit card ID information. And like I said, when I was getting it out of my wallet to find out the information to put in, then it went to the next screen which said order ID, and then there was nothing on it. And I tried to go back to
Previous screen.
the previous screen, and it wouldn't let me go into it. And I thought, okay.
Okay, well, let me get the first six of the card that you were trying to use to see if that pops up. Because if not, that means it never went through. Because I've done tried using your phone number. I've done tried using your first and last name. It never gave you an actual order ID number. You said it was blank, so I can't put that in to look it up. So the only other thing that I know to do is ask you for the first six, and if that doesn't work, the last four. If that doesn't work, that means it didn't go through.
Okay, so you need the first four
Six.
numbers,
First
six
six.
numbers. Okay, 5214 03.
Okay, that's not it. What's the last four?
2939.
No, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm good. They won't take any money out of it then.
Correct, because you're not in our system.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And thank you for informing me of how this works, because I was just like.
Yes, ma'am, I completely understand. Trust me, I deal with these calls every day, and everybody thinks they're either going to get a Keurig or an iPad for $7. And I'm like, y'all do see the picture of a brand new iPad Pro, and you're going to get it for $7? Come on now. You can't even get a broken iPad for $7. But yes,
well,
ma'am.
A friend of mine was getting ready to move, and she had a KitchenAid. And by the time I saw her message saying that she was going to be moving and she was downsizing, and what she had listed that she was getting rid of, one of our other friends had already gone over there and had bought her KitchenAid mixer.
Oh, I bet.
And
as
I was
soon
like,
as she popped it up on that friend's list of the stuff
uh-huh.
I was getting
oh,
rid
yeah.
of.
I'm
Everybody.
Sure, I'm sure Carrie was in her car while she was looking at the email message.
Uh-huh. Said, oh, I was going home, but not now. Let me turn around.
Uh-huh. And she called me. She said, she just left with it. And I was like, oh, my gracious, that girl.
Too slow. Too slow.
I know. I told her, I said, next time you let me know first.
Right.
And she's getting ready to move out of state for another job, and so there's quite a bit of household stuff that she couldn't take. She says, well, I still got this and this and this.
She's like, I appreciate it, but I really wanted that mixer.
Yeah, well, see, our church, 3 times a year, we do have what we have called, it's called like an Emmaus walk for inmates. And we do like, you know, like 66 to almost 300 dozen cookies.
Okay.
And so I usually do at least 18 dozen. And my poor little mixer is just limping right now. So
oh, I bet
like,
it is.
I need a good mixer. And so...
Yes,
when
ma'am.
When that popped up, I went, really? You got to be kidding. And I was like, well, all right, I'll try it, you know. So
You can always try Facebook Marketplace for KitchenAid Mixer. They usually have some things discounted. But while I have you on my line, actually, if you would have went through with it, it would have signed you up for the terms and conditions for the store I'm fixing to tell you about. But speaking of the KitchenAid mixer is why I'm going to tell you about it. It'd be the online factory discount gadget store. What that is it's an online gadget store that already has several things on there, anywhere from the KitchenAid mixer to Ninja cookware sets. Portable AC units, generators, TVs, refrigerators, drills, survival things. I mean, pretty much anything and everything. I mean, if you need a new lawnmower, it is on there. You don't want to vacuum your house no more, the iRobots is on there. And it's called the Online Factory Discount Gadget Store. And it's already at factory discounted prices. Not our discount, factory discounted prices. So it's already discounted.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So, yes, ma'am, it's the Factory Discount Gadget Store. If you want to go online and look that up and see if they'll give you access to it, because usually you have to pay for it, but they might let you get, like, access to it and maybe let you order something off of it, the KitchenAid mixer.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You are so welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today, ma'am?
No, but you have a happy new year and be blessed.
I'm going to try to be, and I hope you have a happy new year and you'll be blessed as well.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.